All right, thank you so much for listening to the show today. We'll be back tomorrow. Birdhouse, more cowboy stuff. Fun times indeed. But right now, fun times are happening because the Hang Zone is right here in front of us. Dan and Jake. Hello, sirs.
Hey.
How are you?
Fantastic. Living the dream, Donovan.
Donovan, Norm.
Dan.
Dan, Jake.
Gordon.
Yeah.
That's right, Gordon is here.
Jake, Dan, Donovan.
We don't know why. I guess you'll just have to stay tuned to find out.
I guess you will.
That's a tease.
How are you, Gordon?
I'm doing well, Donnie. How are you doing?
It's good seeing you.
Didn't you mix with him already?
No, he didn't mix with us today.
What?
Yeah, I was told I had a cat meeting that I couldn't be late for, so I had to get in there and get ready for it.
As soon
big
as,
pile of money.
As soon as we walked in, he packed up his stuff and just left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's even worse now because you know he didn't have to leave.
I didn't even.
Yeah,
I
don't he's here for that.
Yeah,
hours.
You're right here. The hell's happening, man?
I had to go get yelled at by Cat.
Gordon, gonna need
he
you.
Hates me.
Do at least another month of saving the entire station.
That's right.
Gordon kind of put his head down and.
What weekend show are you going to be on?
Look like Jimmy Butler at the NBA Finals a couple years ago with his.
He's leaning. He's
like, oh, four, that's 48 minutes.
No, I have to play them all. Play them all. It's the Kevin Durant toe.
Gordon has infiltrated every show. In fact, over my vacation, I saw Monty put out on Twitter that he was going to be doing some kind of a video thing. And so I tuned into it, and there he was. There's Gordon.
Gordon?
Yep.
Gordon?
Gordon right there.
On a Monty live stream.
Breakfast right. With Monty also.
Yeah.
Gordon.
I did.
We may have a love affair that we that
Monty
we all
and,
need.
And Gordon eating breakfast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to breakfast together. And there was a very uncomfortable moment in the breakfast place.
Why is that?
Because Monty... I know Monty doesn't want to be treated any differently than anyone else.
Yeah.
So I disagree with that.
I intentionally asked for a non-wheelchair friendly table. and we went to a place that his chair couldn't fit through the door. So he had to Vietnam belly crawl to the table.
Mm.
And everyone was looking at me like I'm a big jerk because I wouldn't help him. I'm
You're
his
a drill
friend.
Sergeant.
Yeah. And I'm standing over him yelling at him. Come on, you. And I was calling him
but
names.
But that's how you would have treated any one of us.
Right. That's how I would have treated you.
Right.
And so everyone was like, help him up. And I'm like, don't you touch him. He's got to do it himself.
And it worked.
And I knocked his plate off the table and everything. So he's crawling through the syrup and trailing eggs behind him. But I. Because
I let him pay.
Yeah, because I, it's treated like everybody else.
No
very
special
important.
Treatment whatsoever.
I've never in my life asked to make sure that I was not getting a wheelchair accessible table.
Hey. The hostess did look at me weird when I said that.
When they asked table or booth, you went, no.
I want to make sure that this is not.
Wherever a wheelchair won't fit.
That's where I want to sit.
Oh. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Park, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM, Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station.
Yeah, Gordo.
All right.
Jenkins.
It is show number 694 for Dan and Jake. He laid out on it, but you've definitely told Nora, or you will tell Nora, the 2:30 joke at some point in your life.
Okay, yeah.
Are you going to argue with that?
Is that great of a dad joke for young kids?
Well, let's record it and find out. See if she thinks that's amusing or not.
What other dad jokes for your kids do you have?
Well, that could be a topic we'll talk about.
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road? Got no guts.
Okay. I think
what
that
did,
would be it.
What did one toad say to the other toad? Time's fun when you're having flies.
Oh, sniff. The punctuator. It's weird that you're talking
pre-intro.
Before.
Oh, sorry.
We have to put out this thing.
Sorry.
We had to put the big G in the,
I'm
in the sky.
I'm a non-person right now, but I'm about to become a person.
That's right. It is See You Next Tuesday, a very popular item we're carrying over into 2023.
How can you shorten that?
Ty?
I better not.
Chip? Well, we could do today in Twitter during See You Next Tuesday.
Sure.
If you want to get really meta.
I haven't gotten rid of it yet, but I'm going to throw away my calendar. So I guess you could say its days are numbered.
All right. Are you on a dad joke website? Get off of that.
My wife said I should do lunges to stay in shape. That'd be a big step forward.
See, this is what we get for complaining about him sending us two girls, one cup.
Right. Yeah. This is Norm MacDonald.
I heard you on with
mad
the
about his 9/11
hardline last week, and that's definitely Corby and I were talking about it. Corby, Davey, and I were just saying you are ground zero for that.
I was not. That is not
true.
There's
so many people that I know that could say, "Yeah, the
that
first,
is not." You know
where
how
did you
I
first
saw
see two girls, one cup. Oh, because Gordo
I
sent
first
me a thing.
Saw it in a company spearfishing attempt.
Oh no!
Yeah, the company sent it to me to see if I would click open on it, and I did, and I had to take extra training.
So Jake clicked on an email today.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this? I haven't heard this.
Yeah, they got me. They Trojan horsed me.
What do a tapeworm and the Eiffel Tower have in common? Well, they're both parasites.
That son of a bitch.
See, why would you skip the Norm mix when you have all this stuff that would just tickle
yeah,
him so much?
Straight from the Norm writer's room.
So, let's explain to the class what happened.
Well,
and see if anybody else here has fallen prey to this.
I'll wind back 2 days. I'm up here for Cowboys postgame show, and I believe Sean Bass had just left. And Donovan is telling us that Sean had conveyed to him that Sean may have to do some extra training because he had clicked on a phony email. Now, the phony email was sent from the company as bait. And I thought, what a dummy.
Blake said he will click on those on purpose.
Correct.
I don't know why, but he's because he's
a
Blake.
Terrorist.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I had to do extra training today, but you were telling me this off the air.
Yeah,
you were laughing at Sean Bass.
I was
about what an idiot that he would click on this.
God, don't log.
Why does our company make it so hard to work here?
And when we initially had to do it,
station.
A year or so ago, we were told that that was because they had tried this, like they beta tested, trying to fool us. And the number of people that clicked on it was so high
that they made the whole company.
They made the whole company.
So when we have to do it again,
it's going
to
be because of me and Sean. Yes. Because I try to stay on top of company email. Like I'll hear Bob say, I haven't looked at it in a week. And then Cat will get mad, but he doesn't really
you think that's
like real mad at you guys, but he still gets real mad at me.
Try a year and a half.
So I look at it every morning. I keep it open during the show. Hey, sales need me. Got some new copy coming in, some changes to the points. I want to be on top of it. And this morning, it bit me right in the junk.
What was the email?
I quickly deleted it because
wasn't it like
I
new COVID
to
policy
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, it
it's
I'll
in
see
deleted.
If I can find it here. Yeah, I'm going to try to pull it up. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I should look.
Jake, due to new regulations, we have created a remote work policy specifically for the COVID-19 pandemic. Please review and sign the document by the end of the week.
And who's it from?
No reply at cumulus.com.
Okay, so
right there.
Really?
It's really kind of unfair what they're doing here.
I usually wait.
Cumulus.com.
I usually wait until Kat forwards me something because I haven't done it.
Now.
That's the best way.
That's the way I avoid spearfishing.
It
if
also
it's from
says
Kat,
at
you
the
have
bottom,
to click on it.
This email originated from outside of the organization. Do not click links or open attachments unless you know the sender and you are sure the content is safe. I know the sender. It's Cumulus. I work here. It's on my check. It's on my taxes. This looks exactly like our regular work email does.
I got to find it because I'm sure it doesn't.
And so now you have to do more training.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is
like
already
extra. I hope it's double long. Like, it should be a bigger training than I have to do.
It should be punitive.
It should be. I deserve this. I earned it. And this is already after I failed the diversity training the first four times.
Wait, you failed diversity training?
Dan and I both did very poorly on that. And they mixed
it
up.
Well, we eventually passed.
Wait, what?
Right. Yeah.
You didn't fail it four times.
I failed it multiple times. Dude, they had me in a blender.
And then, so the previous ones, if you
you're
take
doing
it.
Diversity triple
like,
thank you.
I don't know.
It's like 40 chests
bad,
having to go on.
It's a black lady.
Here's
and
why
a white
I failed
trans
it.
Lady. I feel like this was written to fool me. She doesn't have a problem
but
with
what
it.
What if she's a turf?
She
so I
does.
I can't agree with her.
But she's. So I don't know who to trust
you. I just can't believe you failed that. I thought they make it pretty.
You would think. Dan and I both had to go to summer school on that one.
What day was it sent?
Yesterday afternoon.
Okay. Maybe I just didn't get it. Maybe they just send it to the dummies.
That's probably what it is.
Because I don't have anything.
Or maybe they send it to the people that they know are on top of their email.
Right, here's a guy that'll click anything.
Right. He's saying yes to calendar invites, which Dan doesn't do.
Right.
Because I'm an adult, and if you ask me to be somewhere, I'll be there. You don't have to follow up. You don't have to check. I'll put it in my calendar. I'll do it.
And I do the same thing. Yeah, I write it down, but I hit yes.
You're the opposite.
I have to be reminded all the time of what I'm supposed to be doing 5 minutes from now.
See,
wait, what?
And I hate... Have well,
whoa. What happened?
My word.
What came up?
I don't know.
Something.
Whoa.
What were we talking? Oh, I hate having to remind kids, wife, whatever, over and over and over.
You have someone in your family that works on the third time. They're depending on the third time you remind them.
And well, and so then
they won't arrive to the dinner table until you call them the third time.
Stop asking me about it.
Right.
Yeah, that's a problem for us. She's not a to-do list person.
Yeah, that's...
I am. So I'll, the first couple times gently, and then the third time, hey, you even try to go in with a little light fire early, like, hey, I don't want to fight. I'm not trying to upset you.
It's never going to change. Stop trying to change it.
I know.
Because 10 years ago, I dealt with the... Look, I got a lot going on. If I just say this once, then I can move on. My brain, then I can then focus on something else. Is it okay if I just say it once and then eventually,
Then what happened?
Then
I got it.
A week later,
I don't got it.
Say it again because then I remember. And anyway.
Yeah.
So I failed.
My wife is Gordo. I keep reminding him.
Would watch.
See, I guess I always thought it usually went the other way. Like, women are great organizers and usually stay on top of things. And
is there something to the opposites attract thing that...
There must be.
Because is it important that we're together so that she can stay organized? Because if we weren't...
And rather than be maddened by your differences, you should appreciate those differences. That you're compliments to one another.
If she was real like you, then you wouldn't want to be organized. Would that be a big pain?
And if you had two people on the polar opposite end, you would be like hoarders, right? You would never get anything done.
Yeah. All right.
So I just think that we need to rethink this idea that we always need to make people be like us. That's the key to happiness. Is you should appreciate the natural sexy friction of being different types.
Hell yeah.
I think the key to happiness is just not caring.
Yeah. That's big.
Because if you care what she does, then you're going to be unhappy perpetually because you're trying, like you said, you're trying to mold her into, do it this way. But if I stop caring, which I did some time ago, that way you can stay together.
What's interesting is that's
same for the bedroom.
That's also very rarely a two-way street, I've found.
Hey,
I don't really care what you do.
Oh, yeah,
what if I could, let me get a little quid pro quo here, and you just stop caring about anything I do?
What's up with them? Well, then again, you're opposites. You're a guy who cares or doesn't care, and she's someone who does care, and then supposedly that works.
You like the bitch. You like the if you're 1 minute late to something that's important to her, that's a problem.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But if it's somewhere you're supposed to be and she starts getting ready 15 minutes ahead of time and, well, you know it takes me an hour and a half to get ready.
I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Well, if it does,
yeah,
I would say what you can cool. do is you can actually you look can at the time you need to do it, and then you basic subtraction. We call it back timing in the biz.
Okay. Well, thanks for mansplaining things to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We have not mastered the art of back timing in the home.
Back. I did have a today in Twitter that I saw over the...
Oh. Are you okay, bud?
You're about to throw up, aren't you? Oh, Dan!
Play the Brian Cushing one.
Brian Cushing?
No, the vomit drop.
Mm. No, I'm just... I ate very quickly during the break.
He does wolf down his...
What did you eat?
I ate... same thing. What do I eat every day,
every
Jake?
Single day. Salmon with an occasional whitefish mix and broccoli. Fishy. And I think there's like some rice. Maybe.
Small amount of rice.
Small amount of rice, yeah.
Get a little carbs in there.
I'm very proud of you, Dan.
Well,
you cleaned up your eating, what, 15 years ago or longer? I don't even know how long it's been.
I've been slowly moving towards this. 15 years ago, I probably cut out my one Pepsi per evening I would have while watching TV.
When'd you cut out beer? How old are you now?
52.
Okay.
But that, I don't know, I just kind of faded away from beer because it would make me very tired. And I couldn't do anything.
When was that, like, do you think? Because you've told me that you previously were a six or a night guy.
Damn.
Six or a night had to end 20 years ago.
Okay. Brian Cushing. It's my favorite vomit.
What is that?
Some Plants over pills.
Yeah, for sure. And so then, no Pepsi. Then next was no meat.
Next was red meat. Or red meat might have been before Pepsi. I don't know. And yes, then when you do the prepare your own lunch for every day, the same lunch, that really helps.
Sure.
Because then that's just what you have.
Yeah.
And it kind of...
lessens the cognitive load. Don't have to think about it. It's just this is what you're going to have, and it's good for you.
Yeah, it's an hour or two of work on the weekend to prepare the meals, and then you're set for the whole week. And I think it's got to be more economical.
Sure. Sure. I do that with salad. Like, I'll make salad for the week, but I can't eat the same thing for lunch every day like you do.
Because we used to do the lunch run every day.
I was dumbfounded by that when I first started working with you guys. Every day. Money.
And yeah, it's at least $10 a day.
Monty and I talked about that at our breakfast. About one of the bad radio intern duties.
Oh yeah?
Here,
yeah.
you want to learn radio? Yeah, you come be our intern. And you basically learn y'all's food orders. That's what you learn about radio.
Well,
he was really ragging on you guys. I mean, I don't want to stir anything up.
Look where he ended up.
Yeah, he did all right with it.
On top of the world. I like to read, and when I don't read, I get upset with myself, and I feel like you're a reader. Having been at an NBA Finals game with you, watching you read.
Yeah, that's when I do the majority of my reading, is during sporting events.
I know that you like to read.
What are you reading these days?
Right now, I'm reading something that my daughter gave me, actually. And I'm going to have to search to try and find the name of it. But it's kind of a... I just got done reading some pretty heavy sci-fi, a couple of books over the break.
Really?
Anyway, I've read more in the last year. Both of my kids are out for college now. So now I've read more in the last year than I have certainly for decades. I'm no Tim Collishaw. He, I think, reads like 30 or 40 books a year. But I got at least one a month. And I keep a little reading list. But here's my thing. And this is my today in Twitter. We do have an acronym for that. Ty.
Tit.
Yeah. That's what it is. Today in Twitter, which actually happened over the holiday.
Yeah, Gordo.
And I saw some, people debating because I guess some guy's wife said she was bragging how she had read 24 books this year. And the guy was questioning this because they were all audiobooks.
Yeah.
Is that reading a book?
Yes, I think it is.
Because I listen to lots of radio.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to podcasts. So I do a lot of audio work.
Right.
Listening to things. But I would never say, okay, because I listen to the Musers. I listened to, you know, 17 hours of the Musers this month or whatever, that, hey, that's a book. That's a book length. You've...
Mm-hmm. But it's not a book.
If you had printed all that out, all, right. you know, transcripts of your show, then it would be a book. But it's somebody else reading the book that you're listening to.
Mm-hmm. But it's the same as a TV show. Is a TV show a book?
I mean, I would watch say it's not.
Okay. It but that's the same as like a radio show. A radio show is just a TV show without pictures.
To me, the difference with the audiobook and the podcast is it's a more active listening. Like if I listen to a podcast through the station in my car, I'm probably not hearing every word.
What if it's Dan, who's the hardcore history guy?
Dan Carlin.
He's read 50 books to prepare that 3-hour podcast.
Right, and he's not speaking extemporaneously. Like that's all written out. His podcasts are all written out. That's not just a couple of bros talking.
Yeah, well, that's more like a book.
That's more like
a book. So can I count that as a book when I listen to his World War One? You know, like, didn't he have 17 hours on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's a history book.
So I can mark it on my reading list.
Sure.
Because I have a reading list I keep.
In fact, I wouldn't be that surprised if at some point Dan Carlin doesn't put those out as audiobooks. Mm-hmm. Maybe cleaned up a little.
Where is my reading list? Then I can actually tell you what I read.
Because yes, audiobooks are books.
I agree.
This was early on
but
when they first
got popular.
But isn't
there something to sitting down, using your eyes?
Absolutely.
Translating that.
It is a different.
Creating a picture in your own mind.
It is a different experience,
through
somewhat.
Your voice telling you it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By pulling the words off.
See, I'm very.
It's more work, I think.
Specific.
It's more passive. I can just lay in the bed with my eyes closed and listen to an audiobook where. Picking up a book, it feels like I'm actually doing using
so
my
saying,
brain.
You're saying that a blind person has never read a book.
Never read anything, really. Especially a book.
Do you consider Braille reading?
Yes.
Now, why?
Because you're getting the word on your own and then...
You're getting the word through the mediation of your touch. But what's the difference in getting it through the mediation of your sight or your hearing? It's just using a different sense.
Well,
but
I
you're
think
still...
blind people aren't real people, though.
888.
Right. Let's do a poll,
I told
and then
you
whatever
we,
the...
I will abide by the results of this poll.
I told you we failed the training.
Yeah, that's right. I still have to take that training.
Was that one of the questions you missed on the diversity training? Are blind people real people? You said no.
Do you like sci-fi at all?
Yeah, I do. A lot.
That's a blind spot for me.
I have not read much sci-fi. I've not consumed a lot of sci-fi book-wise, but I'm fascinated by the subject.
Okay, then I think you'd like this.
Okay.
Because I was told about this book.
Are we on the air? Has all this been on the air this whole time?
I think so.
Okay.
The three-body problem. Is one of the most recent books I've read.
Hmm.
And it's actually part of a trilogy. I read the first two, and I'm not sure when I want to read the third. It's a very big hill to climb, but it's called The Three-Body Problem, and it's a very odd twist, but one of the most realistic depictions, I would think, that I've ever come across of what it would be like to make contact with an alien civilization.
So
you know how the movie Arrival, I think, is really cool because it's a lot more.
I say I'm not into sci-fi, but that's a top three movie for me.
Yeah.
This is the Arrival about the linguist who has to interpret the smoke signals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. From the octopus type.
Yes, which I love that one because it was like...
They don't give him humanoid features.
Exactly.
And... Everyone's not working together.
Right, yeah. Right?
That's how our society or our world would be.
Right. We would immediately be looking to
But that's very similar to the three body problem takes that even way farther politically and just across the globe. It's very interesting.
Coming to Netflix.
Oh, is it really?
With David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Do you know who they are?
No.
People did Lost.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones. Hunter. Who did Lost? Oh, that was Abrams or?
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys that messed up Game of Thrones are doing a three-body problem now?
So you say yes.
Best scene in Game of Thrones in the first episode. Then after that, it went downhill.
What, the 14-year-old breastfeeding?
You always get that wrong.
What?
That's way later.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's in the
Veil
of
Tears. Of my favorite.
I think it's interesting, though, that we just learned two gentlemen's preferences. One of them stoked on adolescent breastfeeding, the other on incest.
Whoa. Wasn't going to say that. I was talking about when Ned Stark first appeared. And
do you think
spread wisdom?
We'll ever have to culturally accept that? Like I sent you the tweet about the lady who's how did she phrase it? Canine sexual.
Yes. Why are you sending me this?
We're going to have to accept incest.
Yeah. Like, will there ever be a day where you're a bigot? If you're like, I just don't know.
Would you abide by the results of any poll that would indicate?
Vox Populi or what's the...
All right, well, thanks, Gordon.
Anyways, the lady has
so
sex with dogs.
Whoa.
So what, horses is okay and dogs is off limit?
Yeah, who are you discriminating against now, Jake?
Man.
I'm a bigot. I told you, I failed the training. They asked me if it was okay to let your dog...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's been Gordon... See you next Tuesday. Gordon Keith. You can hear him on the Musers.
Yes. Yes, that's why I came by here, to promote my show.
Promote the Musers and
5:30 to 10 a.m.
your socials.
Right here on the very platform that you're listening to, whether you're streaming or you're listening on AM or FM.
All right.
5:30 to 10 a.m. I'm with two other dudes, Craig Miller, George Dunham.
No one cares about them. It's all about you.
That's not true.
All right. That's right. I still have to take that training.
Was that one of the questions you missed on the diversity training? Are blind people real people? You said no.
Do you like sci-fi at all?
Yeah, I do. A lot.
That's a blind spot for me.
I have not read much sci-fi. I've not consumed a lot of sci-fi book-wise, but I'm fascinated by the subject.
Okay, then I think you'd like this.
Okay.
Because I was told... I was told about this book.
Are we on the air? Has all this been on the air this whole time?
I think so.
Okay.
The Three-Body Problem is one of the most recent books I've read.
It's
actually part of a trilogy. I read the first two, and I'm not sure when I want to read the third. It's a very big hill to climb, but it's called The Three-Body Problem, and it's a very odd twist, but... one of the most realistic depictions, I would think, that I've ever come across of what it would be like to make contact with an alien civilization.
So
you know how the movie Arrival, I think, is really cool because it's a lot more...
I say I'm not into sci-fi, but that's a top three movie for me.
Yeah.
Is the Arrival about the linguist who has to interpret the smoke signals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. From the octopus type?
Yes, which I love that one. Because it was like...
It'll give them humanoid features.
Exactly.
And everyone's not working together.
Right, yeah.
That's how our society would, or in our world would be.
Right, we would immediately be looking to...
But that's very similar to the three-body problem takes that even way farther politically and just across the globe. It's very interesting.
Coming to Netflix.
Oh, is it really?
With David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Do you know who they are?
No.
People did Lost.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones. Hunter. Who did Lost? Oh, that was Abrams or...
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys that messed up Game of Thrones are doing a three-body problem now?
So you say yes.
Best scene in Game of Thrones in the first episode. Then after that, it went downhill.
What, the 14-year-old breastfeeding?
You always get that wrong.
What?
That's way later.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I guess I'm thinking of my favorite.
I think it's interesting, though, that we just learned two gentlemen's preferences. One of them stoked on adolescent breastfeeding, the other on incest.
Whoa. Wasn't going to say that. I was talking about when Ned Stark first appeared. And
do you think
spread wisdom?
We'll ever have to culturally accept that? Like I sent you the lady, the tweet about the lady who's what did she? How did she phrase it? Canine sexual.
Yes. Why are you sending me this?
We're going to have to accept incest.
Yeah. Like, will there ever be a day where you're a bigot? If you're like, I just don't know.
Would you abide by the results of any poll that would indicate?
Vox Populi or what's the...
All right, well, thanks, Gordon.
Anyways, hey, anyways the lady has
so
sex
great
with dogs.
To be with you guys.
Whoa.
So what, horses is okay and dogs is off limit?
Yeah, who are you discriminating against now, Jake?
Man.
I'm a bigot. I told you. I failed the training. They asked me if it was okay to let your dog...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's been Gordon... See you next Tuesday. Gordon Keith. You can hear him on the Musers.
Yes. Yes, that's why I came by here, to promote my show.
Promote the Musers and
5:30 to 10 a.m.
socials.
Right here on the very platform that you're listening to, whether you're streaming or you're listening on AM or FM. Right. 5:30 to 10 a.m. I'm with two other dudes, Craig Miller, George Dunham.
No one cares about them. It's all about you.
That's not true.
All right.